Sitting in the crown. Your love talks to me so loud. Girl, do I do what you do when I do my love to you? When I hear you on the phone, your sweet sexy voice turns my ear all the way on. Just the mention of your name seems to drive my head insane. Girl, do I do what you do?
Hey, welcome in, everybody. Sorry we had a little fun with tech here to start the show. Computers and things that don't want to work once in a while or get a little crazy, or sometimes it's operator error. I think it was a combination of all the above today, so that's what we have with live radio once in a while. Anyway, Jason Hapen, the host of Let's Get Local here. Glad to have you along for the ride. We have some guests to get to and some people lined up for the show, so we'll talk more about that. Again, you know, the purpose of our program each and every week, as you just got done listening to This Week in Waukesha, our program here is to really focus on the Dane County area, the surrounding counties as well that are all incorporated in the Dane by local footprint, and highlight the value of those local organizations and local businesses in your community and in our communities, right? They're all ours and they're yours. And oftentimes how those are our neighbors, our friends, people that live down the street, but really important for us to support them in their business and the value that can bring to not just their business and their lives, but also bring to you in your community. So we love all that. We're going to get to our first caller and guest and bring her right on air. Sorry about the mix up this morning, but Stacy at the Soap Opera has made time to join us today. Stacy, how are you? Thanks for jumping on the show with us.
I'm good. I am so sorry. Technical difficulties over here.
Yeah, I wish I had a big sign I could have put up, or a flashing, you know, banner or something. But we didn't have that. I just had to work through it and get the computer to reset, and then we were back on track. So you have a wonderful local business, Stacy. Please tell people quickly about the Soap Opera, and then we want to talk about some really incredible things with the history of the business.
Sure, yeah. So I own the Soap Opera on State Street in Madison, Wisconsin. We've been there since 1972, which is fantastic. Well, we've been in downtown Madison. We've moved a few times, but we've been in our current location since 1984. So most people know that we've been there for quite some time. We sell, you know, we're a gift shop, but specialty store, obviously focusing on soap, bathing, grooming, all that kind of good stuff. You can come make custom scents and scrubs and all sorts of fun stuff. So it's an experience walking into this shop, more than just here's some products on the shelves for you to look at. You can come in and really smell and dig in and, you know, to do some DIY kind of stuff as well.
The website is thesoapopera.com. Of course, you have a very robust ordering system, too, for people if they want to order from you online, right from your website. I do also see, Stacy, we've got some sales going. We've got 40% off sale. You have featured items. So even if someone's brand new to the website or the store, there's a whole lot of things that you direct them to and can help them out with, because you have a wide range of products there.
Yeah, absolutely. Yep.
So tell us, Stacy. I'm sorry. Go on, please.
Oh, no, that's okay. I was just going to say a lot of people will come to Madison for college or just to visit, because it's, you know, right downtown. And they fall in love with the product, and they can then go back to the website to repurchase that, or come and create their own custom scent and then repurchase that on the website because maybe they don't live in the area and things like that. So the website's perfect for that, to get more information on products or reorder and things like that.
Yeah, absolutely love that. You know, if you find certain products too, and I think we've all been through that, where you're looking for something and you find the right one, and then let's say you get it at a place like the Soap Opera, but you move out of the region, you want to make sure you can still get that. And thanks to you and your service and the way you have everything set up for customers, it's easy for them to do that, which is fantastic. Stacy, okay, tell us now. You just said there's a big milestone right here for the Soap Opera, so tell people, please.
Yes, absolutely. We just turned 50 years old on March 3rd, and it was so fun and just the wonderful outpouring of love from the community. We did a bunch of giveaways and things that day. It's just a huge thanks to everybody who's ever purchased anything from the soap opera to support us, because we definitely wouldn't have made it 50 years without any you guys. So, you know, it felt great to just be part of the community and celebrate that huge milestone with everyone.
And Stacey, give people just a little bit more about some of the different ways they can shop with you. Obviously, they can find certain very specific products, but you have a lot of nice things like gift baskets too, because I think that's something like a lot of us think about. Okay, we want to get a gift, but how do we piece some of these things together so it fits or they work well together if we want to get something like that for people? And you have a lot of guidance, a lot of support from yourself and your staff for shoppers to put together like the perfect type of gift and gift basket, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, those are a big thing that we do. We have a whole gift section on the website, too, that's helpful with pre-made things, get well soon, birthday, relaxation, anti-stress, things like that. So you can kind of pick and choose. What I love about our shop, too, is we have items for everybody in every single price range. You can get, a 50-cent little bath bead all the way up to a $200 hairbrush. You know, we have just this wide range, which is wonderful. And there's so many things you can do in our shop. I don't think people know beyond buying products. Like I mentioned earlier, we have all these different counters where you can make your own sugar scrub or, make your own scent. But we also do events, too. We can host private scenting parties and herb bar. Like, we have people come and make their own herb sachets and essential oil roller balls. And I do a ton of stuff for weddings and things like that, where people might want to do little thank you soaps for their guests. So we can do custom soaps. One time I put a pretzel in a soap because it was a German themed wedding and that's what they wanted. So I can do anything. and then we have, like you mentioned, my wonderful staff is there to answer any questions and help people find what they're looking for and even curate. I've had people call and say, hey, I'm thinking this price range is for so-and-so. This is kind of what they like. This is their favorite color. Even that works for me. And we can create the perfect gift based off of, your budget and this person's, likes and dislikes and things. So
never a lack of creativity at the soap opera. So the website, thesoapopera.com. Stacey, I want to go back before we leave you to recap about the 50 years and just one quick story there. But I do have to ask you, because I just saw this, a new arrival on your website is the donut bath bomb. So please tell us, these should not be eaten, correct? But they look like they should be eaten.
No. Ideally, no. I wouldn't recommend it. It'd get a little bubbly. It'd be a little uncomfortable. But they are really cool. They are so cute. I have two sons, and they both are obsessed with them, so I bring lots of them home for them. They fill up the whole bathroom with smell, like the scent of the bath bomb, beyond being just really cute and perfect for gifting or, gift yourself, too.
Fantastic. Stacey, in the 50 years of the soap opera, what do you think has been the overwhelming theme and staying true to the business? Because I know you took over ownership, right? And you said that was, you wanted to grow and expand, but you also wanted to stay true to the heart of the business that was built.
Yeah, absolutely. You definitely have to ebb and flow with business, especially when COVID came and, vendors come and go. Like, we'll carry, we've had certain products that we've had for 20 years, and all of a sudden they are going out of business due to, things or whatever, or they decide to only sell in their own stores or websites. So there's definitely these things you have to ebb and flow with. However, that doesn't mean that, Chuck and Chuck, the previous owners of the soap opera, they had their own business model. And I always take that into consideration, and a lot that I learned from both the Chucks in regards to when I'm going to, find new products to replace the ones that have, left us. Okay, here's what they looked for, and they would say, here's our top three things when finding new products. And I don't want to give away my secrets or anything, but I'm always thinking of those top three things when I'm looking for new items, or so I can keep, building on what they've created, as well as the customer service aspect, and that's so huge, especially with small business. You can go into any big box store and get ignored. So we try to make sure in the first thing I train day one when I hire someone is you say hello to every single person that walks in the door because everybody wants to feel seen and welcomed. And so that's our big thing is just great customer service and try to give, you know, everybody, you know, something that they can enjoy and want to come back for.
Stacy, thanks so much for your time. Thanks for rolling with us here this morning. And again, I love your store. I love what you bring to Madison. It's downtown. It's the Soap Opera. The website, thesoapopera.com. Stacy, thanks so much and take care, okay?
Yes, thank you. Sorry for the technical stuff earlier.
Hey, we roll with it. But you know what? Congrats again on the 50 years in business. Check them out at thesoapopera.com. Thanks, Stacy.
Thank you.
We'll take a little break here with a little music and come back in a second.
Rosebuds know to bloom in early May. Just as hate knows love's the cure, you can rest your mind for sure that I'll be loving you always. Cause now I can't reveal the mystery of tomorrow, but in passing we'll grow older every day. Joy and pain, but I'll be loving you always. As the day I know I'm living, but tomorrow could make me the past, but that I mustn't fear. For I'll know deep in my mind the love of me I've left behind, 'cause I'll be loving you.
Back here on Let's Go Local, as we continue on, we're going to feature another local business owner and have some conversation, learn more about her business, and that is Kat at Mala Yoga Center. Kat is joining us now here on the Zoom Connect, and Kat, how are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you, Jason?
Hey, I'm doing well. Much better now that everything's kind of working out. Stress levels are coming back down. I'm feeling great. Please, Kat, tell us a little bit about your yoga center and where it is and give people the basics.
Okay, so Mala Yoga Center is at 5734 Monona Drive. And we provide and hold safe space for people to come and be their authentic selves, to come and learn and practice yoga.
Love that. And tell me a little bit about your journey into yoga. How did you find yoga? Because I think a lot of people find it in different ways, different parts of their lives. But how did you connect with yoga and why has it been so beneficial in your life?
Yeah, it was a long, many, many moons ago in the late 90s. I was working at a small business and the owner's wife said, hey, you should come take a yoga class with me. And I did, and it was my first ever experience, but I didn't know at the time it was a traditional alignment yoga class. And I remember just being very curious about it and not having a clue what I was doing. But the next morning I woke up and I was sore in places I didn't even know you could possibly get sore. And I thought, gosh, there's something to this. And that started my journey. After that, I was attending school for special education teacher, and I came across a woman who was teaching people how to do yoga therapy for children with special needs. And so that's when I started doing some serious yoga training in the Hatha tradition, and continuing my own personal practice journey at that point. And it just continued to evolve and grow. In 2010, I was fortunate enough to be able to travel to India, to Mysore, India, to practice at the Ashtanga Yoga Institute. And that absolutely changed my life forever. And there just came a point in my life, it was actually after I had a baby and I didn't want to keep working full time, taking care of other people's kids while somebody else took care of my kids, and thought it's time for me to share this profound life-changing practice with the world. So I opened my yoga studio.
And how many years ago was that?
That was in 2016. So we've been open 6 years now.
Wow, fantastic. Right in Monona, and the website for Mala Yoga is malayogacenter.com. It's a very welcoming environment. It's a, you know, I think you transformed the space there too, didn't you, from what it was before you, when you, tell us a little bit about that process. We've got a little bit of time here before break, and then we're going to talk more with Kat after the break, but tell us about some of the transformation of the space.
Yeah, this is fun. I just moved into my new space in January of 21. And before that, it was Jamaican Dave's restaurant for 15 years. Right. And before that, it was a Taco Bell. So it was quite the transformation. The owner did all the work himself. He was phenomenal. He did it through the pandemic, tore all the walls down, all the floors. It was completely gutted. Thank goodness for a yoga studio. Really, all you need is floors and walls. But it's beautiful. The arched windows, and open space just allowing gorgeous light. We faced the sunset in the evening, and we filled it with plants and art. And it's just, you walk into the space and everyone just takes a deep breath and says how good it feels. And it really is amazing.
We will talk more with Kat from Mala Yoga Center after the break. Thanks for tuning in to Let's Get Local here today and every Saturday, again, 11 a.m. to noon. And a big thank you to our sponsor, Evolution Financial. Be back in a few minutes with Kat of Mala Yoga.